A coroner's inquest into the deaths of a Surrey couple killed by police during a hostage taking in Whalley in 2019 opened April 16 in Burnaby with a written statement from the son of Randy E. Crossan, one of the deceased. "My dad had a hard life and didn't have the opportunities to get better and to get clean," he told the inquest. "What you are about to hear is about a man on drugs, struggling with life. But this was not my dad. My dad was a loving, caring person who loved all us kids. I'm sorry for what he has done with life, but hopefully today we can learn from this. I love my dad and Nona both the same. So my hope today is for a little understanding, and hopefully today we as a family can get some closure for our future." The inquest is at Coroner's Court, on the 20th floor of Metro Tower 2, with Coroner Margaret Janssen presiding. She and a jury are hearing evidence from witnesses under oath. The jury may make recommendations aimed at preventing deaths under similar circumstances, but not any finding of legal responsibility. A Surrey-based police watchdog, the Independent Investigations Office, in 2020 found the RCMP's emergency response team blameless in the shooting deaths of Nona Marnie McEwen, 45, and her boyfriend Crossan, 48. Whom authorities say was holding McEwen against her will in her rented home. The standoff saw roughly two dozen police vehicles, as well as an armored vehicle, surround a home in a cul-de-sac near 132A Street and 100A Avenue. McEwen was killed when she was struck by two police bullets as ERT officers fired on Crossan, who held a large knife to her throat and had, what appeared to be, a gun in his hand. Forensic police later found a realistic-looking replica pistol between the bed and the wall. Crossan was pronounced dead at the scene and McEwen died in hospital. Read also: Coroner's inquest set for 2019 Surrey police standoff shooting deaths. Read also: police watchdog finds cops blameless for deaths in 2019 Surrey hostage taking. Read also: Surrey mom killed in hostage taking remembered as loving, sweet and kind-hearted. Brandon McEwen, Nona McEwen's son, told the coroner and jury, "It's kind of hard to talk about her," wiping away tears. "She was awesome. She was a great person, a great friend," he said. "She was a great mother." He phoned 911, telling police Crossan was believed to have a gun and his mom wasn't safe. "They brought a tank, that's pretty scary." McEwen was asked if he recalled how things ended. "Shitty," he replied. "These guys are supposed to be trained professionals and it didn't seem that professional in my eyes," he told the jury. Crossan's probation officer Rob Ryhorchuk testified he was assigned to his case in 2015 after Crossan was convicted of robbery. Crossan's criminal history began in 1996, primarily involving break-ins, theft, assault, carrying a weapon and numerous convictions for failing to comply with court orders. In 2003, he was convicted of assaulting McEwen and released on probation. His explanation of the offense to his supervising probation officer at that point was that he threw a sandwich. He was ordered not to have contact with her or her family for 1 year. "I believe Mr. Crossan attended Ms. McEwen's residence and threatened her father, her mother and herself, saying he was going to burn their house down. He was convicted of uttering threats and breach of probation. I believe there was another 2-year probation order," Ryhorchuk told the inquest. Ryhorchuk said probation officers typically deal with 55 to 60 clients at any given time. The inquest heard Crossan was diagnosed as bipolar and had a history of non-compliance in terms of taking his medication. He actually had his parole revoked because he failed to attend any mental health services in the community after being directed so by his probation officer. "When I met with him, he indicated to me that upon his release he was having issues accessing medication." The IIO concluded McEwen died because of Crossan's actions, as he held her against her will in her home, threatened her life, and provoked an armed response from the police aimed at saving her. His actions, the IIO's chief civilian director Ron McDonald said, made it inevitable that officers would fire on him when they broke into the bedroom, and who held her in front of him as a shield against police bullets. Accordingly, he found, I do not consider that there are reasonable grounds to believe that an officer may have committed an offense under any enactment, and therefore the matter will not be referred to Crown Counsel for consideration of charges. The IIO operates out of Bingtom's Central City Tower in Wali and reports to BC's Attorney General. McDonald noted his report was based, in part, on the statements of 25 civilian witnesses, 7 paramedics and 38 witness police officers. A toxicology report indicated Crossan had methamphetamine, amphetamine, fentanyl, norfentanyl, heroin, ethanol, THC and naloxone in his system. The inquest continued after NOW Leader press time and is expected to run for 2 weeks.